Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. Right, going to save you a ton of time and effort here, so listen up. I'm Libby Langley, this is Messy Business, and before you start something new, listen to this episode. This is for anybody who has a million ideas and likes to action all of them. You may or may not be ADHD or suspect you're ADHD, but you're certainly of, how do we call it, the entrepreneurial mindset. And yeah, I imagine you're quite a creative brain too. So if you're about to start something new, I just want you to pause for a second. Okay. And this is what I'm going to talk about today. This is born out of 15 years of starting new things. Now, actually, I would say it's born out of a lifetime of starting new things. I have had more hobbies than I believe that you've had hot dinners, or maybe you've had an equal amount of hobbies. I've had more careers than probably than I've had hot dinners. I've had more jobs than hot dinners. And I think I've got more qualifications than certainly than I've had hot dinners this week. So, you know, that's also, it makes you a multifaceted person, right? But I don't know if it's normal to be a qualified driving or part qualified driving instructor and a qualified interior designer and have an MBA and be a qualified NLP practitioner and I don't even know what else. Oh my God, so many things. So anyway, all of those things are part of the rich history of me. And that's fine, but I just want to tell you that, you know, you don't have to have, I don't know, 30 jobs by the time you start your business, and you don't have to live in 20 houses before you find one that you want to stay in for a while. And you certainly don't need to own 24 cars. Can't remember the numbers, but it's pretty close. So this is for you because I get it, right? I understand what it's like to have all these ideas all the time. And I also understand what it's like to be kind of stuck in the crazy cycle of doing them all. And, you know, I've had so many nights where I've had, oh my God, that's a great idea. And I can certainly think of a couple of times where I've launched something. Actually, I can think of one time where I launched something and the next day I was like, oh no, no. It was called the SOS Sisterhood. Oh my God. And I went, I don't know. It's not even that long ago. 3 or 4 years ago. I know. Oh, no, it's just awful. And I spent ages setting it all up. And I had some people sign up in like the first 24, you know, the first, immediately. And I was just like, no, I don't know. This, I don't even know what I'm doing. And I think it was based around a Facebook group. And I don't know, it's like a support thing. But it's hilarious. And yeah, so this is born out of, I've been there and done it, and now I have techniques to stop myself doing this, right? Because the trouble is, because I'm ADHD, autistic ADHD, and the trouble is that we are so utterly brilliant, right? And we have the best ideas ever, and we know we can make this thing a success, and we know, goddamn, we can build it. It doesn't mean that we have to. Doesn't mean that we have to deviate from the thing that we are doing, right? At all. And, you know, you don't have to have the hobby. I was so excited for Christmas. Where are we now? April. So for Christmas, I got, because I was desperate to start these hobbies, right? A painting by numbers kit. And I don't even know what it's called, like a resin bowl making kit thing. And I was so excited about getting these. And have I taken them out of packaging? Have I, hellas, like, because I think it was the seeing the ads on social media, watching the videos, thinking, oh my God, I can make this. Look, I can make a table. I can make a table out of resin. And then getting the stuff that's actually more interesting and exciting than actually doing the thing itself. And you might hear a bit of yourself in that. And buying courses, you know, the photography course and the video course, I know they're great because I still get all their emails practically every day. I think it's like 3 and a bit years since I bought that photography course, and I haven't done anything with it, but I know that my photography has also improved just by buying it. So there's that, but it's interesting the way that we get these kind of dopamine hits. But a couple of years ago, I made a pact, an agreement, a commitment to my husband, and long-suffering husband, and my dear friend, Jackie Acree, who is also my EFT coach. Google her. She's amazing. And I was talking this through with Jackie, and her and my husband, said to me, right, this is ridiculous. They didn't say it like this because that's not how they talked to me. This is I'm paraphrasing. You know, this is ridiculous. This is unhealthy. Stop doing this for the sake of your own sanity, your own mental health, and your own goddamn profit, bottom line, and, you know, purse. Think about it for 48 hours before you do it. And I'm like, whoa, what? But no, what? Not act on impulse. I'm sorry, but what now? So now I do that. And for the last couple of years, that's kind of what I've done. And my God, those ideas will fizzle out pretty quickly. And if they don't, you know that it's the right thing to do. And honestly, I think it's changed my life. I haven't changed my car for 3 years now, which this is the longest I've ever had a car. And I haven't, because their garage got in touch with me just before Christmas and said, oh, we've got this offer on, blah, blah, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, sure, okay, I'll change my car. And then they just never got back to me. And it's like, oh, well, that moment went, didn't it? And so it's the first time, it's 3 years old, my car, so I've had to have an MOT, which I've never had. I don't remember really ever having one before because I always just keep changing the car. So it does work if you allow yourself this breathing time. Honestly, it's just incredible. And it's so dull, really. It's not very sexy, is it, to just sit and think about it? But what it does, it's not so you can overthink the stuff. It's so you can let the dopamine wear off. Because often the dopamine is the having the idea and thinking how you'd action it and imagining the life, how life would be when you've, you know, got the painting by numbers kit and you're going to do them, they're going to be beautiful, you're going to hang them all around the house, but then actually it turns out you don't really want to. Oh my God, if my husband's listening to this, I'm so sorry. But it's, maybe I'll come back to it, maybe I'll do it. But it doesn't, you know, it allowing it to wear off allows you to do the things that you actually do want to do. And it gives you this incredible sense of space. And you can, you know, you can talk through the idea with ChatGPT until your heart is content and then close it down, go to bed, do something else, and you will have forgotten about it. And like I say, if you haven't, then it's the right thing. And it really is an incredible filter, that. And it's been one of the best things that I've done for my life. And for, my bottom line, I think, as well. Honestly, I've invested in far fewer things. And the things that I have invested in, I know are really good and I still enjoy them and still use them. And that's a massive tell. And that's certainly something that I help my clients with, is like, right, what do you actually need? Not what is fun and what is shiny and has got a really good advert. And everybody else is using and you think might be cool and, oh, look at all the things it could do. what's actually going to make a difference. So I you know, that's my autistic side, is very, very good at doing kind of calming other people down on the ideas and getting the truth of the direction that you really want out of it all. I guess I'm grateful that my brain is able to see things like that, because it does make the way that I work with clients kind of unique and really, really effective, which is something that I'm extraordinarily proud of. And also, it just comes naturally to me. So it's really annoying that I have all these qualifications, and yet this is just an innate part of my being. So there you go. Not that being a park qualified driving instructor is much help for anything, apart from if my husband ever, you know, goes over two lanes on a roundabout, I'm like, well, you would have failed your test there. And this is about 30 years ago I started, I did the qualification. So yeah, it's really annoying and something to stay with you. But anyway, so I think the reason that we have some of these ideas and we want to action them is that if something feels off, the go-to is to start something new, right? It's not working. Don't feel right. Don't know. Oh, let me do something completely different. But that, and then repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And that's often not actually the answer at all. Doing something new isn't necessarily the thing. Tweaking what's already there is, generally speaking, a better thing. But it's not interesting, dopamine hitty, or sexy. But the dopamine comes from the boring simplicity of stuff. It really does, because what it allows you to do is to then go crazy in other areas and whimsical and, you know, whatever, fun, without, you know, having the consistency. And the consistency is so important. It's stability that we all need to underpin the other stuff that we're doing, right? So it all makes sense. But the reason that starting something new feels like the answer is that it's exciting. It feels like progress, because if you're starting something new or launching something new, you can give yourself a deadline. You can go all in on it and you can work 12 hours and just absolutely focus on that. But actually, it's quite a big level of procrastination. You think you've got control by focusing on this, but actually it really, what it's doing is avoiding, it's giving you an avoidance tactic of looking at what's not working. And I think the more we sit with the uncomfortableness and strip that out, the better everything actually is. Because if you're just adding more layers and more bells and whistles and more widgets and software and programs and buying courses and all this stuff, it's so bloody overwhelming that you won't be making any progress whatsoever, because you'll be falling behind in that course and that coach won't be, you know, you go, oh God, I've got to do that and I haven't done anything like that because I've been down there, da, 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 all of that, right? And I'm sure that that feels quite familiar to you, because we've all been there in different degrees, but we've all been there. And it's something that we can control, right? We can have strategies in place to mitigate ourselves, to mitigate the way our brains work, right? But the first point is to call, is just calling yourself out on this shit. Just saying, oh yeah, I do that. And then the next time, maybe you won't do that, because you will have listened to this episode and you'll go, oh, Libby says I need to think about it for 48 hours. Oh my God, that's going to kill me. That's going to kill me. That's going to kill me. But oh no, I don't want to do it now. You see, honestly, trust me on that. It's going to be the greatest thing that you ever do. And it will take away that kind of, you know, hidden belief of doing something new will fix it. You know, like this offer will fix it. This niche will fix it. This strategy will fix it. You know, they might help, but they're not. They're like putting a plaster on a broken leg or something. You know, it's not what the problem is. It's not what the problem is. Yes, your offer might need changing. That's okay. That's a standalone thing. Yes, your pricing might need adjusting. Yes, you might want to change your working hours. You know, these are all things that can be changed, but they all come from addressing the core thing of what's actually going on. But just buying 23 new courses and launching 17 new products and bloody lead magnets. You know, I've got 42 lead magnets. Have you, but you work with people in person. Why are you have 10 new clients a year. Why are you spending all this time on these lead magnets? It doesn't align. It's not creating new, doesn't do anything. And actually, the lead magnet thing is quite interesting because, oh, blimey, 3 years ago, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, I recorded an episode of this podcast about why I had got rid of all my lead magnets. And then they crept back in. And I have now got rid of them all again. If you want to get emails from me, then go to libbylangley.com/email and sign up for my emails. And I will deliver you value every week in the form of an email. There's nothing to download. And actually, that's much more the kind of consultant working with you, really solving your problems ethos that I have than I'm going to get you in with this. And then maybe you're going to like, I'm going to get you in with this lead magnet. And then maybe you're going to like me. And then maybe we can get on a call. And then maybe you'll buy into my program that promises you this, that, and the other. And I've just stripped all that out because it's like, if you want my emails, sign up for my emails. Let's just be adults about this. I write them. They're really good. They're really helpful. Sometimes they'll make you laugh. If you like this podcast, you like the emails. And that's enough, right? We don't need to add extra stuff in. It's like my book. I've written a book. You can get it on Amazon. It's called Life in Business. Go on Amazon and search for it and buy the book and it'll help you. I think we need to just say things as they are more. And adding it all in, adding in lots of flowery language isn't necessarily what we want and need to do. And it's okay to just go, yeah, my book's really good. You know, I know that it's changed people's lives. It's called Life in Business. Go buy it or don't, whatever. It'll help you. So it's your choice. But I think we've lost that. I think we've lost the ability to be able to do that. And we're now like, oh, they're creating this new offer will fix it. This changing my niche, this that'll fix it. And this strategy, that'll fix it. Whereas actually it's just like, no, I'm just going to say what the thing is. I'm just going to say the thing. And that's it. And if you want it, you have it. And if you don't, you don't. And that's okay too, because there will always be people who want it and always people who don't. I don't know. It's like, it's taking away all these years of online bro marketing bullshit that's been built up, and none of us has been immune to that. I haven't, you know, and I've been in the online digital world for 20 years. And it's like, you're still not immune to this stuff, but just calling yourself out will be really, really helpful. And what's actually happening when you start lots and lots of new things and lots of different things, right, is that you're building on top of something that's messy. And, you know, messy business, reality of life, hence the name of this podcast. But, you know, if you can't build on quicksand, right, you can build on multifaceted and, you know, this bit's better than that bit kind of thing. But you can't build on top of chaos. So if you're distracting yourself and diverting yourself, it's not going to work. Layering more onto what already isn't working is not going to work, right? Creating more moving parts isn't going to work unless you've got a big team and unless you want to fully automate your business. And that depends what kind of business you've got. You know, it doesn't need to be like that. It can be so simple. As long as you've got a way of people finding you, which could be, you know, I recommend that's a website, right? But social media presence too, or a podcast or a book or whatever it is, you're speaking on stage, whatever it is that you do to make people aware that you exist, a way for people to get in touch with you, which I'm guessing you've got email, right? And a way for people to buy from you. So you can either invoice people and they pay into your bank account, or you can set up Stripe or something, and a way to deliver what you deliver. And that can be in person or online or, you know, whatever it is. That's kind of it. That's all that needs to happen within a business. And if those bits work really, really well and you really enjoy them, well, you know, book yourself a holiday instead of adding more layers into your business. You don't need to do it. You don't need to do it. Because what if you do, what that leads to is a really scattered focus. You'll end up with too many offers. You know, offer stacking is like a whole thing. And you don't need to offer stack. Yes, I recommend that you have a couple of different price points for things, but you don't need 20 different options for like a person at every stage of their life or business or however you help people. And it also will lead to confusion in your own business and things that don't quite click. And it's that not quite clicking that makes us think, right, I'm going to create a new lead magnet. That'll be it. And it's like, it's not though, is it? I mean, it just isn't. Because, you know, then you need to spend on ads to make people aware of it and all this stuff. And it's like, that is a whole business model in itself that can work extremely well, right? Can work extremely well. But if you're not doing any of those things, it's not necessarily going to be the thing that solves it if the issue is something else entirely or something underneath or, you know, you're creating something new because you think that's what you should be doing, right? This is the point of it. So before you start anything new, I want you to ask yourself some questions, right? In the 48-hour period that you're giving yourself, what is already working in your business? What works? What do you like, right? Write those things down. And then also ask yourself, what's unnecessarily complicated? Honestly, my funnels and stuff, it's just like, why? Oh my God, stop. Yeah, there's too much, too many things, too many ideas, too much focus, too many mixed messages, too many messages, you know, marketing messages. You don't need all of those things. You don't need such a staggered ladder of ways people can work with you. If you want to work with startups, work with startups. If you want to work with people who have been in business for 10 years and they turn over 100 grand, good for you. But under 150 grand. That's fine. Doesn't matter. There's enough people out there for people to find you, whatever it is that you do, right? You don't have to unnecessarily complicate things. You don't have to be all things to all people at all, because you can't be. You are but one human. You are a wonderful, brilliant human, but you are but one. So, you know, an expression that I use over and over again with my clients is stick to your lane and enjoy the journey, right? You don't have to worry about what everyone else is doing, and you don't have to do what everybody else is doing. And also, the third question. So what's already working? What's unnecessarily complicated? And the third one, what am I avoiding fixing? Ask yourself those things. And they're horrible, right? They're horrible, and they're going to make you feel rubbish and, oh, it's calling me. Who's she calling me out? Oh, God damn it. But also, it's going to help. And I'm right that they are good questions to ask yourself. You don't need another idea. And I'm not saying don't have ideas, because your ideas are great, right? But have them and just enjoy having them, and then don't necessarily act on them unless after 48 hours you still think it's a good idea, right? If you still think it's a good idea, it is a good idea and go with it. But if it's not, congratulations on a brilliant idea and well done. That can just go in the idea bank of idea things floating around there that maybe one day it will be the time to action it, right? You've had them all. If you want to write them down, you know, ChatGPT obviously is a good place to discuss things, these ideas, but, you know, notes in your phone, just write all the, call it ideas, and then write the ideas down. And then every 6 months go through them and go, what? Or, oh yeah. Or, oh, that's so good, I'm going to sell it to someone else and make millions. Right? You know, you can do a lot of things with these ideas. But you don't need another idea. You need to sort out what you've already built, what you've already got, right? Adding more things won't fix a business that isn't working properly. So fix what's there first. And that is literally the work that I do with my clients. So if you need me, I am here. I will help you sort your business out, right? So message me, go to my website, email me, whatever. You know where to find me. And it's strangely liberating for those of us that have so many ideas. I probably have half a dozen every day that are really good ideas. But the thing that sets you apart from other people is the ability not to action them all, okay? Unless your business is, unless you're paid to have ideas for other people, right? Please don't action them all. Just allow your brain to be brilliant and have them, but also allow your brain to be focused and to be sensible, to be a little bit boring maybe, but to sort your shit out first with the business that you've got and then see what space and capacity there is for something new, for some fresh air, fresh breath. That's not what I mean. Fresh something to come in and kind of re-energize it and reinvigorate it. Yeah, it doesn't have to be layer on layer on layer on layer. So before you start something new, wait 48 hours. And if you want to message me and say, oh my God, I've had this brilliant idea. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I'll go, okay, email me again in 48 hours. Happy to do that. So, all right. Okay. Do you know what? I feel so much better now. I just feel like I've reassured you. You're all right. You're good. You're brilliant. You're a genius. You have the best ideas. But I feel like I've talked you off the ledge of like idea action to just idea kind of percolation. And that's a much, much happier place to be. You can be confident in your knowledge that you don't, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And you don't have to action every idea that you ever have. All right. Whew. Saved you a ton of time and energy and money there. So I will see you next time on another episode of Messy Business. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.